Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. I want to start off here with a little story. There was this minister, and he was complaining to one of the church wardens that someone at the church had stolen his umbrella. And the warden said, well, next Sunday, why don't you preach a sermon on the Ten Commandments? And, you know, you can really start to hit it home with this and about the stealing, and I bet that umbrella will show back up because somebody will be so tore up about the sins that they'd committed. And the preacher said, I thought that's a fine idea. So that Sunday, he started this real hellfire and damnation brimstone sermon on the Ten Commandments, and he launches in. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, and thou shalt not make any false idols. And it goes through all these, about halfway through, and then all of a sudden he stops the sermon and continues with the rest of the service. And after the service, this warden that he'd been talking to came up to him and he said, preacher, why didn't you finish that sermon on the Ten Commandments? And the preacher said, well, I got to the part about adultery and I remembered what I did with my umbrella. So the reason I told you that is because Carl Thomas told me that joke. And once bet me $100 I wouldn't tell it in church. So yes, you've heard that joke before. And yes, he did pay my discretionary fund $100 after I told that joke. And I'm going to miss him. What I want to talk about today is about leaving your all on the altar or at the altar. There's no gospel hymn with that line in it. It is your all on the altar. And the readings that we have today, I think, really, really speak to that question. The Old Testament lesson that we have, we meet this guy named Abram. And Abram becomes Abraham. Abraham is asked to follow God. And to do that, he has to give up his life. He really does. He gives up the land that he's lived in. He gives up the idols that he had been worshiping. He has to move far away. He loses his name in this process of following God. But he does this. And we know the rest of the story. The promises that God had made to him come to fruition. Abraham becomes the father of many nations and is revered as one of the great patriarchs in Christianity, in Judaism, and in Islam. He gave up everything. He put his all on the altar. I'm going to flash forward now to our gospel reading, which is also about putting your all on the altar. Because Jesus says that he has to give up his life for the sake of the world. And Peter says, oh, no, we can't do this. That just sounds awful. And Jesus gives the sternest rebuke he ever does in the entire Bible to anybody. Now, we're talking about Peter, the guy who is going to deny Jesus 3 times. Okay? Jesus shows back up and he doesn't say anything about that to Peter. But when Peter says, no, we can't let this happen to you, what does he say? He says, get behind me, Satan. And the reason for that is that if we are not willing to put our lives at the altar, to give everything we have to God, to rest fully in trust in God, then we have really fallen subject to the temptation of this world. Because this world promises us a lot of things. And we think that that's the only thing that there is. Because in the back of our minds, we worry about what might happen to us after we die. That's why we're so obsessed with living. Okay? That fight or flight, that desire that, no, I've got to find the cure, I've got to do this, I've got to do that. It's important for us to live, but if we're going to live, we have to live for God. Or else we really haven't found the life that God has intended for us. It's really hard to do that. It's really hard to put our all on the altar. Because there's so much else that we could do, right? There are other things we could have been doing this morning, as a matter of fact, right? We could have been sleeping in. We could have gone out to brunch. We could have taken the trip somewhere. But we're here. What are we doing through the rest of the week that we could be devoting to God? Even in our own daily lives and tasks, what are we not really giving to God and not putting on the altar? So many have given so much for the gospel. What are we giving? Christianity is filled with the history of martyrs, people who have literally given their lives for the gospel, for the message of the inclusivity and the love and the generosity of God. I think it behooves us to reflect on our lives, especially in this season of Lent. What are we doing to put our all on the altar? What are we doing to make God the focus of our lives so that the world can see that we have been transformed by placing our all on the altar? I hope that during this Lenten season, you take that question to heart and you pray and you consider what it is that you could be doing to provide more for the kingdom of heaven, to give your life fully over to not only the work of God, but to rest in the trust of God, to trust in those promises, to rest in that faith, and to find that peace that passes all understanding. My brothers and sisters, is your all on the altar?